Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesdays on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, so, all right, a couple weeks ago, I was planning a trip to go see my friend's band play down in Charlotte. It's kind of like a boys' weekend, a college reunion kind of thing, so I didn't take my girlfriend. All right, a couple of days after I get back, I happen to see this conversation she had with her best friend, Kelsey, and it's about this guy named Henry and how they had dinner and drinks together while I was gone. I'm like, who the hell is Henry?
Okay, real quick. So you said you saw this conversation. Where did you see it? On her phone?
Yeah, on her phone.
Okay, so you spied on your girl's phone and you saw what? Like a text conversation?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, she's gone through my phone a ton of times too. I mean,
I'm not judging you. No, I'm just trying to get the full details. That's all. Okay, so you were like, who the hell is Henry?
Yeah, who the hell's Henry? And so the next few days, I'm driving myself crazy. I'm going through Facebook trying to find anybody she's friends with named Henry, Hank, you know, anything, and I can't find anybody. So then I'm looking to see if there's any pictures that she's been in with any dudes that I don't know. Her friends, her girlfriends,
right.
Boyfriends. Anyway, point is, she had dinner and drinks with some dude that I don't know behind my back, and I can't find him, and I want to know who he is.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just ask her who he is?
I don't really want her knowing that I looked through her phone. But here's the other weird thing. I asked her what she did while I was gone, and she's just all like, absolutely nothing. I was lazy all weekend.
Lazy all weekend. So she lied.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay, so what we need to know is, who is Henry, and why is she lying about him?
Yeah, at least for starters, yeah.
Okay. Now, what did you say your girlfriend's name was?
Her name's Lauren.
Okay, so we will call Lauren when we come back, and we will see if we can get a clearer picture of who Henry is, and why she decided to lie to you about him.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Lauren, please?
Sure. Can I ask who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you today?
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yes. So this is Lauren we're talking to.
This is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
We are good. So, by any chance, have you been listening to the show this morning, or...
Oh, I do listen. I listen every day, but I haven't had the chance yet today. I just haven't left the house yet.
Okay. So, well, as you probably know, it's Wednesday when we usually do this thing called Dirty Work. I'm sure you've probably heard of it.
I definitely have.
Okay.
Wait, are you calling me for Dirty Work?
Sort of, but it's not a bad Dirty Work. We actually got a call from Henry.
From who?
From Henry. I guess you guys spent the weekend together last weekend. You had dinner and drinks and stuff. But anyways, he called because he wanted you to know that he said he's falling for you. And he thought telling you on the radio might be romantic or something. So,
okay, so Henry called you.
Yes.
Did Henry sound a lot like a girl? Like, did he have, like, a woman's voice?
No, I mean, it was definitely a guy. Why?
Well, first of all, Henry can't talk. So I find it kind of hard to believe that he called you guys. I think maybe someone's playing a joke on you.
Oh, okay. So do you know a Henry, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and you did have dinner and drinks with him last weekend while your boyfriend was out of town.
Well, I had dinner. He doesn't eat.
Doesn't eat at all.
Okay, I'm confused. What am I missing here?
So, like I said, I think someone's playing a joke on you. This is a little embarrassing, but Henry, that's what I call my my vibe.
Okay. So Henry is your So all right. So when you told your friend Kelsey that you were having dinner and drinks with Henry, you just meant
I ordered a pizza, watched Netflix, and me and Henry enjoyed each other's company while my boyfriend was away.
Okay. So, all right. Now it's all starting to make sense. Okay. Should we fill her in on what's really going on here?
Yes.
All right, Ashley, fill her in.
Okay, so your boyfriend Adam is actually the one who called us because he didn't want you to know. He snooped on your phone. He saw your little conversation about how you and Henry had a great night together while he was gone.
What did he say? He thought Henry was like a real guy or something?
Yes. Like, he thought you waited for him to go out of town so you could mess around with Henry behind his back.
Which, to be honest, that's exactly what she did. So, but and actually, Adam is still listening. Adam, do you feel better now?
Yeah, I feel a lot better, yes.
Oh, my God. This is embarrassing.
I mean, don't be embarrassed, but I do got to ask, why Henry? Like, is there a significance to that name?
Yeah, okay. I'm kind of in love with Henry Cavill. You know the guy who plays Superman in the, like, recent movies?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame you for that. I mean, he's definitely a good-looking man.
Right? So, yeah, basically, I called it Henry. But until now, he was kind of a secret. So, now I'm very, very embarrassed.
You got nothing to be embarrassed about. In fact, I'd kind of like to meet Henry sometime, actually.
No. Yeah. See, no, you would not, Adam. You say that, but trust me, you're going to see Henry one time, and then the rest of your life, you're going to be thinking, how the hell can I compete with that thing?
No, don't worry, Adam. You've got nothing to compete with. Trust me, I'll take the real thing over Henry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.